Okay, here we go. Hi, this is Bob Hartman.
And John Schlitt of Petra, and you're listening to Wild Man and Steve.
You are about to listen to the intersection of faith, talk, and music. The Wild Man and Steve Show starts right now.
And now we return to the exciting conclusion of the interview with Soundless Whisper and John Schlitt. John was just explaining to us his philosophy of putting together an album and some of the problems with the music industry in general. We now resume the program, already in progress.
I try to put them together as if I was playing a live concert. Yes. Momentum change and shift and stuff. So if you don't have the chance to hear the whole record or the whole CD, you miss the concert.
Right.
And then it gets down to a song. I mean, if the intro doesn't interest you, well, there's a purpose for that intro, and it's going to max out as you go into the song. But like you said, if they don't like the end, bam, you never hear it. So again, the internet's a plus and a minus. Because it doesn't cost you a thing to get a free. That's another free. There's no commitment, you know.
Yeah.
And if there's no commitment, there's no wealth. I mean, there's no value in your mind of listening to the song. It cheats the musician and it cheats the listener. So the internet, and like I said, it's a love hate thing here going with me, and I think we'll still have more hate than love. So. So what can I say? Just musicians that have a dream, a vision of their songs, that vision, that artistry is still being lost by convenience, I guess. Mm. I don't know what you want to call it, but listeners' convenience. And, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And yeah. And I see so much of that. And when I used to listen to albums, especially, and listening to where the ballad, it was always strategic where the ballad would be thrown in, you know, where the soft song would be there, you know.
To carry on, we still my tears at a railing wall, refusing to admit defeat. I lift my eyes to forgive once and from those dreams tonight. May the Lord keep you safe. He'll never leave. Whichever as you fall asleep, in His arms where you are free. You're in His heart and out of reach from fear.
Let's talk about this album, okay?
Yes.
So Soundless Whisper, as you just heard John share that, was this in your mind a concept album? You're trying to get a message out, or how did it come about?
It's kind of a concept album because we're trying to show people what has helped us to move forward from depression and anxiety. And so I think that's the concept. In the cover, you see a girl who is walking towards some kind of light, and the road past her is rocky and it's dark, but before her is just light, and you can't really see what's there. But if you have some imagination, you can see a cross, a white cross from the logotype, and the white opening before her. And I think kind of is what this album is about, dark past and a bright future. And and to us, somewhere in this process, we had we found some kind of grace theology, and that changed our minds. It brought us back to the first love of Christ, and it was really, you know, our faith become more alive again. It was never dead, but it's like every day with Christ is amazing. And while we were back in depression and anxiety, it was we believed in Christ, but we didn't felt like that. And I think finding a grace-based theology had some impact to this album, to the concept of this album. And I think you can see that if you go from the beginning and the later you come into the album, you see more of that.
So you mentioned a lot about anxiety and depression, and that is something that is very prevalent in our world today, not just in any particular culture. It's all over. You don't have to go far to hear somebody say they have a solution for that problem. A friend of mine recently said psychologists don't have any trouble staying in business nowadays. Because everybody's seeking therapy, everybody's seeking counseling, you know, whatever. Mm. So talk to us a little bit about what your experience was like coming out of that. As you say, this album is presenting that.
I got burnt out like years ago. I studied to become a computer programmer, and I was looking for my first job, and it was really difficult. And I finally found a job after like sending out maybe 100 applications. And it was my first job, and it was really important. And I worked very hard. And it was like a new company, and they didn't really know how to handle employees. And so everything was really, I didn't get my paycheck on time, and I didn't really know what I was supposed to do, or I didn't get good feedback. So I was just working. I could work like 11 hours straight. I didn't want to take breaks because it just stressed me out, because I didn't know where to be or whatever. And so I just worked really hard. And after like 3 months, I crashed. And I think it was not just a job, because it was a lot of things from my childhood and other things that were also built up. But that was like the final, you know, thing. Mm-hmm. So after that, I got really sick. It was just like a wall. You know, everything was black. And it took years to get out of that. And it was years that were very hard, you know. Mm. And I started to take some pills, and then I freaked out because, you know, what it did to my body or whatever. And I decided I will not do that again. But then I came to a point where I decided to do it. So I was on like pretty heavy medication for like 4 years. And that medication, I could not sleep. I remember spending like a week in the studio that we recording another album, and I did not sleep at all, you know, and it really messed me up. So then I started taking sleeping medication. And so I was on a lot of pills for a long time, and it was a little bit of a blur those years. And slowly, you know, many things happened. Partially was this what you talked about. We found like some teachings about grace and God's love. And nothing was new to me, because I grew up in a Christian family. But it was just like the way this guy explained it. You know, something just, you know, happened to me. I just understood it in a whole new way. And it really, I really started to understand God loves me no matter what I do. And it's like, there's nothing I can do to destroy his love for me. And he will always be with me no matter what. And it was like a love that was new for me somehow. And that really changed me. And that was when I started to like, you know, walk towards the light, you know, and slowly, you know, come out of it. There was many things that came together, but I can totally see how God, you know, pulled me in this direction.
Hey everybody, Wildman here.
And this is Steve.
And you're listening to Classic Christian Rock Steve, we were supposed to say it together.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Okay, let's try again. Hey, everybody, Wildman here.
And this is Steve.
And you're listening to Classic Christian Rock. Steve, what is the problem?
I just don't like how you're doing this.
How I'm doing what?
Hello, everyone. Wildman here. It's like, hey, this is my show, and Steve is just my sidekick.
Really? You're going to go there now? After all we've been through? The amazing artists we've interviewed, over 140 podcast episodes, 20,000 downloads. Really? After 3 years of Mr. Segway? Really? You're going to go there now?
Okay, I guess you're right.
Okay, let's try this again. Hey, everyone.
Steve here, and you're listening to Classic Christian Rock Radio.
Wow. Just wow. We can clap so high.
It seems like many times we try to complicate things, and when we look for solutions, when the solution is God himself and the solution is Christ, there's so many times we look for answers elsewhere, but it's only him, and we're always brought back to that. You know, every time we try something else, we're always brought back to that. So talk to me a little bit about Dark Cage. The reason I want to talk about Dark Cage is because it was the first one that I heard. And I need to tell you guys that not only am I your fan, but I do have an 11-year-old son who's also your fan. As soon as he heard Dark Cage, he That's loves great. That song. And when the album was released, he's listened to every single one. He loves every bit of it. You're hitting all ages. Of course, I kind of have directed him in his musical taste and influenced him in that way, of course, because that's my job. But but talk to us about, I'm assuming that what the song Dark Cage is about is of what you just described.
Yeah, it's very autobiographical. You know, I was trying to write what I was feeling and what I was going through, and just to put words on that. Mm-hmm. And I think I lived with that song for a while, because I started writing it probably when it was really dark, and then trying to find, sometimes when I write music, it's like in the process of writing, I get something. It's like God speaks to me, you know. It's like he's giving me the answer when I'm starting to write these questions or whatever. So it was a process that is very personal. Mm.
And later it transformed into two parts, because there is Charlie talking about her life, and then John is kind of representing what God is telling Charlie. So
So if you were to, is there a favorite track of the album for all three of you? Any track that sticks out in your mind that you think is the favorite?
I would have to say. Go ahead.
You picked the one I like most. I mean, the others I sang on are all cool. I'm sorry, all the songs are cool, but being part of the, I'm a little more leaning towards those, but I think the CD is a cool this generation type of music that could be used in a fabulous way.
And I was going to say Dark Cage, you know.
And I beg to differ, because I I love the song Love Will Heal.
Oh,
when Charlie wrote the first part of this, it was like, whoa, this is really a gothic sound, a symphonic sound. And then she started to write some guitars and no, go away from this song. I will adapt the song and I will make it as it's in my head. You can come back later and, and bring some more.
Yeah, that's what happened.
so that song is really inspired by Saving Machine. The sign above his head read in me, his Holy Spirit lives within me. I'd like to show the way through the darkest hallway. God's eyes don't judge, they don't condemn. God's word will help.
Already done. The game. So the name Soundless Whisper, what's the origin of that?
Yeah, we're thinking like it's like the Holy Spirit when he speaks to you. He doesn't yell and it's not an audible sound. It's like something, it's like a whisper inside of you. It's like a voice inside of you that's soundless. So it's really the voice of the Holy Spirit we're referring to.
Yeah.
So as far as the whole idea of the project, you finish this, and this is a question we always ask artists every time they come out with a new one. We always try to bring up, like, do you have concert scheduled? Is there going to be a tour? What do you have planned in the future? And a lot of times we get, in a very nice, a diplomatic way, we get a three-word answer, I don't know. You know?
We'll take that one.
Yeah, exactly. I could see that. So I guess I would frame the question this way. As far as the future of Soundless Whisper goes, the future of another album, the future tour, whatever. Let's just say, if everything goes according to plan and your wishes regarding this album all are fulfilled, what would your next plan be? Or what would your next step be?
Okay. First off, John had some points when he spoke about the new age of the internet and what that has done to the whole music business. Mm-hmm. So we have been doing a lot of projects, and we have some albums to finish with some other projects. But what we have come to is there is no point to have like four projects and releasing albums, because people listen to songs. So we have come to the point, I think Soundless Whisper will be the album that we hope to make more albums from. And the other projects, we will finish the albums we have started, but we will do singles, because you cannot focus on like six projects at the same time, and an album is taking years often to accomplish. But I think since the music business is as it is today, I hope to focus on making another album on Soundless Whisper, and maybe some years from now also release a demo of Pre.
Old demo songs.
We have like 7-8 old demo songs, but that will not be next step. That will be later.
So this guy is all about like studio recording. Well, I'm more like, I want to play live, you know.
Yeah.
But he doesn't think so much about that. He's a studio nerd here, you know.
I have not decided what instrument to play live in Soundless Whisper, and that is a problem.
Yeah, there are a lot of things to choose from, you know.
Yep.
Pick a track.
Looking back, I can't say that I have no regrets. Sometimes wisdom comes with time. Wiser I become, and I'm thankful for the breakthrough my heart has acquired, and to the people who lifted me high. Where would I be
So if anybody's listening to this right now and they say, you know what, I like this group, I like their sound, I like their message, what would be your message to them as far as the best way they can support what you're doing?
Yeah, try to find somewhere where you can buy something from us.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Also, this is a passion for us. This is not like something we do for a living. So the most important thing is that you just lift your eyes and realize that Christ is always with you. Mm. He never leaves you. And that is our main purpose.
Yeah.
Of course, we love if you support us to make another album. But the most important thing is that never forget that you're never alone.
Mm. And I also think, like, if we want to discuss quantity or quality, you can talk about like how many CDs did we sell or whatever. But I feel like it's not so important, like how many. But like, I really would like for those that listen to us or for our music to reach those people that needs it the most. So if we can just affect like a few people, I don't care like how many buys our music or listens or whatever. But we'd really like for the music to land, you know, with those people who can like absorb it and you know, get something from it.
Sure. Great. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining us today. This has been great. And soundlesswhisper.com, and you can also find them on all streaming services. You'll find this album and you will not be disappointed. It is tremendous. And as you just heard, everybody's hearts, John and Frank and Charlie, everybody's hearts on this album demonstrate what they're all about. And that is getting the message out of who Jesus is and how Jesus can solve everybody's issues, including anxiety and depression. So we are great to be able to promote that. So just want to thank all of you for coming on today.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. I don't think we've got the chance to say thank you so much for everything you've done for us. And we were so amazed I remember when I received the Dark Age recording, I was alone in the studio, Frederick went somewhere and I was listening and I was like, I felt like chills down my spine. I'm like, is this happening? You know, it was even better than I imagined in my head. So it was like totally awesome.
I love your hearts, guys. And it's always a pleasure to be able to work together with folks that see the vision of what Christian music can be. It's a fantastic tool. Music is a fantastic tool to reach the hearts of so many that need to hear what we've learned, you know, to be part of our family of mm-hmm. Christ. And you guys have got a great, great vision, and I just appreciate you letting me do it.
Yeah, and I would like to thank you for helping me to find music, because before I heard Petra, I was in a very musical family. I was immersed in different music styles, but not rock. And I was really not fond of music. Then I heard like two rock songs and that I liked, but I did not know it was rock. And then a friend handed me the Unseen Power album, and I was, whoa, this is music.
Yeah.
This is really great. And that's what brought me becoming interested in music from the beginning. So thank you very much, and thank you for every encouraging text you have been singing that has been speaking to my life for many, many years.
Oh, guys, well, it's just, we work together. You chose to listen to us. Praise God. Thank you for that. Whenever I see someone that uses a Petra song or a Petra album, it means that we're working together. We did the music to entertain, but also to get that message out. And mm-hmm. when you choose to listen and pass it on, we work together. That Petra could never be Petra as long as it was, if it wasn't for folks like you all that said, you know what, I received this, I like this, I'm going to let my friends know. And it works in a magical way, not magic, of course, but, you know, in a godly way. It's super cool. And thank you, guys. Remember, we always work together. It's a team effort. As you will find out with your record, as people listen to your material, and they start passing it along, and you sooner or later you're gonna have to be thanking them when they say, hey, loved your music, it changed my life. I said, no, you help, we work together. Remember, it's always work together. Praise God. Follow me. No one
It was an honor to interview Soundless Whisper. Being a rock metal guy and a huge John Schlitt fan, it is no surprise that I was drawn to this project. I also loved to learn in this interview the purpose of this album was to offer the real solution to anxiety and depression. This is something that is so prevalent in our world today, and many are looking for the answer. And as the song Dark Cage explains, not to give up, because there is a guiding light who is the answer and the solution to all of this, and his name is Jesus. I ask you to look to him today. Thank you for listening, everybody, and we will see you next time.
The Wild Man and Steve Show is now partnering with New Release Today. Find out more about them at newreleasetoday.com. And don't forget to check out our website, where you can also leave us a review at wildmanandsteve.com.
Sounds like rock and roll to me.